Greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends, naturally. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, "I will try again tomorrow." Mary Ann Reitmacher. This is episode 8. There are many natural trends I vow to bring to you, through breaking trends to informative trends. These trends are continuous and thought-stimulating. I often ask my listeners to give some trends a try, as I will engage in seeking the truth by self-involvement. All this is and should be done with natural, positive, and clean intent. Today's episode is thought-provocative, yet it is a trend dealing with the true essence of naturality. What I'm speaking of is yoga in the prisons. Now, we know in the prisons, the atmosphere, the environment is always on a high level. There is some form of negativity. There is some form of competition. There is some form of being in the street-like mentality where you always have to have your guard up. Well, yoga in the prisons is starting to become a natural trend for the mind, the body, and your spirituality, for whatever that may be. Some of you may think how this has to do with daily trends. This trend deals with personal and socially that is moving fast to be implementing and shaping one's mind and body collectively. There are two yoga projects out there for prisoners. One based in the States, and the other is on the southeastern part of the world. Yoga is a form of physical discipline, which connects meditation, health, and relaxation. And all this collectively is needed in such an atmosphere as the prisons. This can be achieved by anyone who chooses. Because right now, why do many of us choose yoga? It's a form of relaxing the body, centering one's mind. Yoga is also used for aches, pains, ailments, and diseases. Check it out. For those who don't know much about yoga, read up on it. And you'll be very interested in what it says on how yoga does. There is one project that's called the Prison Yoga Project. And it was based by a gentleman who's teaching to prisoners at San Quentin State Prison in California. And he developed this 9 years ago. Check it out. Then there's another one that is way across seas. And this one is called Peace Within Prison Yoga. And it was founded by a woman in Kenya. She's a yoga teacher. And she was teaching yoga in the prisons in the early 2016. Her teaching is to promote wellness and inner peace in the prison system. She teaches yoga in three different prisons near Nairobi, Africa. Now, the teacher who teaches in San Quentin, he teaches yoga and meditation to incarcerated men and women, giving them a choice to heal and improve their lives. So I say to you, if yoga is something that you have thought of, give it a try. And how it makes you feel mentally, physically and giving you that higher plane, hit me up on my podcast, Natural Times, and just let me know how you think. And on the other hand, for those who want to know about the Prison Yoga Project and the peace within prison yoga, read up on it. And if you have any ideas, any suggestions, or you just want to talk about it, send me a message on Natural Times and we'll talk and see where we get with that. So until then, I say you have a natural day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.